Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
So my friend sent me this video over the weekend from a concert they went to, and I have to say I was completely shocked by the choice of music that this artist chose to play for them. I'm going to play the clip, and I want you to see if you can guess who's singing.
We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. Got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
This was where?
I'm not going to say where because it might give it away. But it's an artist that typically wouldn't take on this kind of music.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Machine Gun Kelly.
That would be incredible.
Post Malone.
Okay, well, I'm a big country fan. I'm shocked that Post Malone was headlining Stagecoach out in, Palm Springs, where Coachella takes place?
It's Indio, California.
Yeah, Indio, California. So Stagecoach is basically like Coachella, but for people who went to Nashville one time on a bachelorette trip and like country music.
Yeah, this, for whatever reason, doesn't shock me. I feel like he's got that kind of this talent that would go from format to format. Like, wasn't he on Taylor Swift's album lately too, right?
Yeah, so he's on Taylor Swift's album doing a song that feels very reminiscent of something that Post Malone would do. It's very like chill, but still has pop vibes. But then he was also on Beyonce's Country Carter album. So then they had a little bit of a country song together. And I believe he's working on a song right now with Morgan Wallen as well. So nobody's having a better year than Post Malone,
I think. You see how much weight that dude's lost?
He's skinny.
Skinny now. Really? Man, he must have been busting his ass in the gym. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw an interview with him a couple of months ago, or maybe it was way back, but I think this just enraged me as a woman. He just said that he like gave up soda or something, and then all of a sudden he just looks like that. I'm like, wow, must be nice to just make one good decision and all of a sudden your body changes completely.
Well, sometimes it can take just one tweak like that, but I mean, it takes a lot of discipline.
For men, it can take one tweak. Guess what? I quit sodas 3 years ago. And I've gained 5 pounds.
it is not the same.
I'm sorry.
So Stagecoach, it's basically like the same thing as Coachella with just like a different lineup. Was a little shocked that Post Malone was headlining a typically country music festival. But there was something that happened after all the headliners. So if you haven't heard of a brand called Revolve, it's kind of like a very bougie, higher end online boutique where a lot of influencers get their clothes.
Isn't Pookie always saying like her stuff is from Revolve?
Yes. So if you know Pookie from the TikTok who shows her fancy outfits, she gets a lot of her stuff from Revolve. So it's kind of where you would get like a nice wedding guest dress, or if you want like a fun cocktail dress for a night out with the girls, that's where you would go. And Revolve sometimes has something called Revolve Fest, where all the influencers get together for Coachella and they take photos and, you know, listen to music together and drink champagne. It's like the fancier Coachella.
They're really there for the likes.
They're there for the likes. But also at Stagecoach, I guess they had some kind of after party, and there was this influencer named @ReaganCorsi who posted that she left because of two signs that were right outside of the Revolve after party.
I am leaving the after party because of this sign. Over 1 million followers, enter here. Under 1 million followers, enter here. That's so weird to me. Like, what? Like, I get like exclusivity and but like we're not celebs, like normal people. I don't know. That was really weird to me. I'm leaving. I'm probably never going to get invited to any of their parties now, but
This is the world we're living in. Wow. That's why I think I didn't know about that story, but the likes are where it's all about.
100%. Yeah. It was basically like if you're like a big influencer to the left, if you're a smaller influencer to the right. And it was pretty big for Reagan to step out because she has well over a million followers. So for her to take that stance, pretty big of her.
But I mean, and Cassie can attest to this. It's not about how many followers you have. It's about the interaction you have with them because you can buy as many. I see people with over a million followers and I see them post a photo and they get maybe 2,000 likes on it. Mm-hmm. So it's a quality over quantity thing because like a majority of those followers can be bots or bot. So it means nothing.
They don't care, man. You go to the left, you get the high end drinks. You go to the right, you get well.
I just want to know, like, was there a bouncer checking phones?
Yeah.
Like, did you
know,
have
right?
to?
That's
you
what
like,
I was wondering.
Okay, like, look, 1.1 million. And like, could someone? I could just show up. I could have a Photoshop screenshot of my profile. Just take my regular profile and be like, just tweak that number. So instead of saying 15,000, it says 15 million.
That's crazy. I was watching TikTok last week, and there's now an app that will trick the viewer into thinking you're doing a live and you have thousands of people watching the live. So dudes are using it now at bars or pools or at festivals going, I'm live here. And girls are coming up wondering who this dude is. And it's showing that there are thousands of people that are watching and they're not.
I'm not going to lie. That would work on drunk me.
Is fake followers the new fake ID? Like that's what you need nowadays.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. All right. Ellen DeGeneres is finally addressing those toxic workplace environment allegations. I'll tell you what she said in hindsight on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.